shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
And it is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, truth is our bitch, funny is her sister. That's where we live. That's where we am at. And we are happy to have you alongside tonight. Colleen Kristen Brewster pays a visit to our show for the first time in many a year. I think, Colleen, the last time we had her on, she was promoting one of her cruises. She had gone off and gotten married, still has her travel agency. And we're going to talk about a Mother's Day cruise, probably one of the more unique Mother's Day cruises that you'll hear about in just a moment. Vernon Dozier is also going to share his thoughts about Mother's Day and what they're planning, or what they were doing, I should say, at Belmar Academy over this past week. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're online at philhendryshow.com. That is the home base of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. If you get a backstage pass, you can watch our show as it is broadcast. You can watch our show as a video cast on Phil TV in HD with the roiling Pacific behind us, the El Pacifico. We're also, of course, making available to you a podcast of our show. We have thousands and thousands of hours of archived material, which is just about complete now, and we will have that all logged. If you have not heard our archives, we now have a brand new site, a portal, if you will, to our regular show site. It's called philhendryradio.com. We are streaming 3 free hours of the Phil Hendry Show there right now, and we do it 24 hours a day. So there's always going to be Phil Hendry Radio streaming at philhendryradio.com. Check it out. And we're also going to be linking our podcast there. Very exciting news coming up here in the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445 at Shrimps in Laguna Beach. Joining us for the first time, Colleen Kristen Brewster. Colleen, great to talk with you. Been a long time.
It has been too long, Phil, and I'm just smiling from ear to ear talking to you, because you mentioned I got married, and we had a lot of twists and turns over the last few years, but On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, which is the name of our agency, has never missed a step, Phil, and we've always been in business, and we have always been out front, really, in the travel business, and we are excited about our Mother's Day cruise.
Tell me, when you call it On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, you mentioned to me the last time I talked to you, it's the only travel agency named after its owner in that way?
Well, exactly, Phil. When we first opened On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, I said to my partner at the time, who was Dave Shafil, and you know Dave, a wonderful man who's gone up into the travel business himself.
That sounded like Dave Chappelle. We don't want people to think.
No, I wish it was Dave Chappelle. No, Dave Shafil was a schoolmate of mine at University of Cal State Northridge. But when we started the business, I said to Dave that I wanted it to be like a performance. I wanted it to be something that was almost like a TV show that you tuned into, you know, so that when you came into our office and you accessed the entertainment, whether you accessed the travel services that we would provide to you, that it would be very entertaining, that it would be like stepping into a movie theater and enjoying a performance. And that's what we want people to feel, especially with our Mother's Day cruise.
All right, we're going to get to talking about this Mother's Day cruise now, which has a character all its own. And I know this is something that I've been used to when I am talking to you, Colleen. Colleen Kristen Brewster, our guest, folks. She is the owner of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, a travel agency in Laguna Beach, California. Your signature offerings are generally cruises that you and your partners put together.
Yes, that's exactly right, Bill.
And
it's no different from Easy As She Goes. Easy As She Goes was conceptualized by myself and by Megan Duffy, who was one of our travel partners, one of our cast members. You've heard Disney World and Disneyland use the term cast member for their employees. We like to use the term cast member, too. And Megan Duffy is one of our cast members.
What, when you say you conceived of... Now, Easy As She Goes is the name of the cruise?
That's correct, Phil. Easy As She Goes is the name of our cruise that will be going out of Long Beach on Sunday, and King of the Blue Cruises, which is a brand new cruise line. And the Easy As She Goes cruises was conceptualized by myself and by Megan Duffy, who is one of our cast members.
But tell me what makes this cruise unique.
Well, this is a cruise that is a Mother's Day cruise that honors our mothers, as all Mother's Day cruises will. It honors a lot of the mothers who might not have been the most successful mothers. And when I was talking to Megan, and we were having dinner one night, and I said, you know, and I was very honest, and I was very candid with Megan, as I usually am. And I said to her, you know, Megan, my mother was not the best mother in the world. And Megan made a very good point. She said, whose mother really has been the best mother in the world? I said, but my mother, you know. And she knows a lot of the story. And
What was it about, if you don't mind me asking?
No, I don't mind, Phil. My mother was very abusive to the point where I think that a lot of what my mother did to me and to my younger brother might have been criminal in nature. I don't like to focus on it. I want to think of my mother in the best possible ways that I can.
What do you mean criminal?
Oh, you know, using lit cigarettes and to discipline. And
okay, so she was an absolute, she was abusive.
My mother was abusive, though, but I really don't want to get into any kind of ugliness or any kind of discussion about that, because really, I have been able to build my life and my business on the go with Colleen Kristen Brewster as a forward-moving thing. And that's why we also call it On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, because we are moving forward and we're not looking back and we're making our lives as proactive as we possibly can. And to that extent, Phil, Ben has been with me, my younger brother. He's now in his seventh year with me. Ben has been one of our primary travel agents and has been very good and instrumental.
This is the younger brother who was also...
Yes, Ben was my younger brother, and we both were, you know, subjected to some fairly sadistic treatment. But again, you can either live in the past or you can live in the future. And Ben and I choose to live in the future.
Colleen Kristen Brewster is with us from the On the Go Colleen Kristen Brewster, On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster Travel Agency. This Easy As She Goes Cruises, that's the name of the cruise?
Yes, it is, Phil. That was an idea that Megan and Ben both came up with, Easy As She Goes, where we have our mothers. And again, Phil, to give you an idea as to what the cruise is about, the mothers that are going to be on our cruise this Sunday are mothers that were not the most, were not the best mothers in the world. As I said, my own mother is going to be there. They were abusive in a lot of ways. In a lot of ways, they were subjected to their own forms of abuse at the hands of their husbands. In a word, they were not the best mothers in the world, but they are our mothers. And
so these are women. Why would they go on a cruise as opposed to being with their families that want to be with them?
Well, in some instances, their families don't want to be with them. In other instances, and I would say, Phil, in most instances, a lot of these family members, the mothers are embarrassed. They don't want to be around the family members because it's just going to turn into them discussing or talking about some of the sadistic things that they did. And to be reminded of those things, a lot of these women just, they really don't want to think about it anymore. So we have this cruise where you can come on board and be with other women who maybe they engaged in some of the same behavior that you engaged in. I don't know. But it's a way to relax on a day, to enjoy a champagne brunch. We're going to take the cruise to Ensenada, and we'll bring it back by late Monday afternoon.
So it's an overnight cruise?
It's an overnight cruise, and we'll have dinner with the captain. There'll be a champagne brunch. And these women, to the extent that they cannot be with their families because the families are going to harangue them and browbeat them, and a lot of people can't get past a lot of that, and they're going to ask them about this.
Well, you say, is your mother going to be there?
Yeah, my mother is going to be here, and we had to talk her into it because she was afraid that I was going to bring up a lot of things, and Ben would too. And Megan was really our intermediary, and I love you, Megan. Thank you very much for really stepping into the breach and telling my mother that we're not going to bring up a lot of these ugly things.
All right, so you've got a mother. I just want to be clear. Your mother would use cigarettes, lit cigarettes, to discipline you. And some of these other women did equally sadistic things, and you're going to host a cruise for them. A lot of people might think they belong in a jail cell.
I feel, again, we are a proactive company, and my feeling and Ben's feeling, we're moving ahead. On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster is not about looking back, it's about looking forward. And we want to take this opportunity to provide a cruise experience for mothers who may be alienated from their children or are tired of being abused themselves now in their older years by these children who are saying, why did you do this? Why did you do that? Oh, really? Well, maybe they don't want to talk about that any longer, and we are here to say, you know, we can facilitate that, and we are here to say you have a right to some peace and quiet too.
All right, calling Kristen Brewster is with us. Our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-7445. Colin, it's really good to be with you. Can you hang on?
I'd be very happy to, Phil, and thank you again for having us on.
Well, we're really happy to have you on. Calling Kristen Brewster down there at Shrimps in Laguna Beach, talking to us about a cruise that she has on Sunday called the Easy As She Goes Cruise for mothers who might have been abusive toward their children, who might have been alcoholic or had other problems and didn't treat their children well, and really either don't have anywhere to go for Mother's Day or can't be around their kids because their kids are now reminding them of all the stuff they did and they just would like a little peace and quiet. It's called the Easy As She Goes Cruise. We'll be back with calling Kristen Brewster. Our number 877-876-7445, 877-876-7445, the world famous Phil Henry Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Calling Kristen Brewster with us in Laguna Beach, California, as we're talking about the cruise that she's got coming up for Sunday. And this is a very unusual cruise, Colleen. It is for mothers who were abusive toward their children. And the behavior that you talked about, where your mother burnt you with a cigarette.
I really think that the reason why we're having this cruise, and my brother Ben has been very instrumental in helping with the organization of this, is because we want to move forward. Both my brother and I were the victims of physical abuse at the hands of my mother, and we also had a father who was disengaged. Our father didn't either see it or he didn't do anything about it, so we had anger issues throughout our lives concerning this, but we felt that one of the ways to begin the healing process is this Easy As She Goes cruise. I know that a lot of the women we're going to have on board our ship on Sunday did some pretty terrible things to their children. We're talking about physical abuse, that some of it might have even bordered on criminality, as I mentioned.
Well, don't you think that...
Just to finish up, Phil.
Go ahead.
I know that some of it may have bordered on criminality, and some of it may have been in the form of enabling sexual abuse. But remember this, please, Phil, and your listeners need to remember this, too. That really, On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster is not about anything other than moving forward, looking ahead, and feeling good about what we do, and creating good relationships in our lives. While I suffered at the hands of my mother, I also want her to have somewhere to go on Mother's Day.
Why can't she just... let me ask you this. I need to interrupt and ask you this. She needs to have somewhere to go on Mother's Day.
Yes, she does.
Okay, well, hold on. Why couldn't she be with you?
Well, she's going to be with us because we're having our cruise, obviously.
No, but what I'm saying is, why won't you have a nice brunch with her or have a nice... day with her?
Because I don't really want to do that. I don't see myself sitting down comfortably one-on-one with my mother and having a so-called nice day with her. This was a woman that held lit cigarettes to my feet and to my brother. This is a woman that wouldn't allow us to go to the bathroom. If we were bad, we had to hold it.
Your mother was out and out sadistic.
I don't want to use words like that, Phil. I want to use words... she was troubled. She was herself the victim, I think, of a husband that didn't have time for her. My father worked a lot. He was out of the house a lot. So I don't want to use those words.
So why, again, you just said, though, you don't want to use the word, but you don't want to be with your mother, you know?
Phil, we're getting a little bit sidetracked here. I wanted to come on your program today to talk about On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, and we wanted to talk about the Easy As She Goes cruise, and my brother Ben did too. I didn't want to be on here going on and on about my mother being sadistic. That's not what our cruise is about.
All right, well, okay, I understand that. This cruise is going to have mothers who can't be with their kids.
That's right. They either can't be or they don't want to be because the kids continually harangue them over the past. They bring up these things we're talking about. They want to argue about it. They want to fight about it, or more to the point, they want to just have a moment of sheer tension in the house throughout the entire Mother's Day, so that there is no peace. That's not what we're about at On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, and I told you that. So what we want to do.
Hold on, because this is getting to the point of. This is getting to the point of what I'm trying to say. You say that these are women that cannot be with their kids on Mother's Day because of all of this pressure. But you are aware of the pressure, and you have an opportunity to be with your mother on Mother's Day rather than put her on this cruise.
No, well, that's just it. I cannot. I am aware of the pressure, but I still cannot be with my mother. I can't really. The thought of being with my mother, whether it's Mother's Day or any other day, is not a pleasant thought. And unless we can put her on a ship, on a cruise ship, where we have lots of people to interact with, and my brother Ben is the same way, it would not be comfortable for us to be with our mother on Mother's Day, given what she's done to us, given the scars that she's left, and given some of the really, truly horrible memories that we have of the things that she did. But here we have an opportunity to go out and to work and to make some money, and at the same time, to whatever extent it's possible, honor our mother. It's not a very pleasant thought, but at least we'll be there with other women, other mothers that we can talk with and take our mind off of really the horrible things that our own mother did. But we do want to have our mother on this cruise because we feel it's important to honor her, and we feel it's important that she have this day, Mother's Day. And
all right, but what you're saying here is
but we do feel it's important, Bill.
No, but what you're saying here is it's Mother's Day, and your mother deserves to have this day, but you can't bear the thought of being with her.
Because of the horror that she put us through, yeah. And my brother Ben, too, you know.
Okay, so because your mother put you through this, quote, and you're using the word, I'm not using it, horror, and the sadistic things she did.
Yes, well, I know, but I'm not, it's On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster is called that for a reason. We're proactive. And
no, I know you're proactive, but you can't be that proactive if you're saying, my mother put me through all kinds of horror, and...
Oh, Bill, can you hang on for a minute, because we're going to toast. We got Sherry Bridges here, and Megan Duffy's here, and I want to toast, and we're doing a toast to Megan. This is Megan's 43rd birthday, and I want to toast, and I'm on the radio right now on the Phil Henry Show that is going across national, all over America, and on the Internet, too, and I want to toast Megan, and we love you, and thank you for helping us put together Easy As She Goes Cruises. Drink up, everyone. Oh, that was fun. All right.
So that was your partner, huh?
Yeah, that's Megan. And so we're going to have to let her go on Monday. I think she's aware of it. I'm not sure. I think Ben's going to tell her.
She's going to be fired.
No, we're going to let her go with the proviso that we'll bring her back. That's not fired. We're laying her off a little bit. We're giving her some. We're giving her notice pay and some severance pay. But getting back to your comment, Bill, the horror and the sadism that my mother put me through will not leave me anytime soon. The physical scars that my mother has left. I walk with a slight limp today. There's a question as to whether I'll be able to have children or not, all because of what my mother did. So it's not that I'm up.
Good Lord.
Well, it's not that I'm not mindful of these things, Phil. It's that Easy As She Goes Cruises is not going to look at them. Easy As She Goes Cruises is going to ignore that, and On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster is going to ignore that, as is my brother Ben, who's an employee.
So you remember this, but your travel agency does not.
My travel agency is here to honor my mother and all of these other mothers.
But what I'm saying is there's a split. It's a very interesting concept, but there seems to be a split here.
Well, I'm not. We're not civil, Phil. I know what my mother did, but Colleen Kristen Brewster Cruises is more professional. I may not have children, Phil. I've got a scar. I don't want to be graphic, but I have a scar down there. And there's other things that my mother did to me. One leg is shorter than the other one. But I put all of that aside as a member of Colleen Kristen Brewster on the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster.
You have just described to me some horrible, horrible injuries that your mother inflicted on you. and I don't know how you forget them. 877-876-7445, 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Colleen Kristen Brewster, who's having an easy-as-she-goes cruise for abusive mothers. She figures, let's move forward. Forgiveness is the best thing, even though she has terrible injuries. You heard her saying she may not be able to have children as the result of what her mother did to her. And she has a noticeable limp as well as burn scars. Wow.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. Famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. On the line with me, Colleen Kristen Brewster from the Colleen Kristen Brewster Travel Agency. And we're discussing with her upcoming cruise, which is the Easy As She Goes cruise. This is going to be happening on Sunday. And it will involve an invitation to abusive mothers, really.
And you know, you were asking some pretty good questions, and I think I gave you the tenor of what this cruise is about.
I understand that.
You know, we did not, really I didn't want to come on your program, Phil, and have the cruise subjected to a kind of a critical scrutiny. I understand that you have a feeling about it, and I certainly do not think that you should be kept from your feelings, but we want to talk about our cruise in a proactive way. Again, keep in mind that both myself and my brother Ben, who works for On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, is one of our cast members. We were both very badly abused by our mother. I will tell you that while Ben does work with the public and works with the public during our cruise, my brother Ben was disfigured by scalding water. So there is a portion of his face that is very badly scarred. We try to keep him, in the background.
Oh, my God. And are you sure your brother is okay with this?
Well, my brother is fine with this. And to suggest otherwise, I think, takes it off point. On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster is proactive. And it's about doing things that are going to make people... Can I get another champagne? That are going to make people feel good about their mothers, regardless of the horror, the nightmare... the sort of gothic or even black nightmare that a mother or a father or bad parents can put their kid through.
The horror, you use words as if this is exactly within your memory.
Again, Phil, I don't want to talk about it, not in the way that you're talking about it. I've given you all the information that you will ever need. My brother is a happy man today. He's going to be working with us on the cruise.
You said that your brother was disfigured by scalding water.
Yes, he was. And if my brother is able to work on this cruise with these abusive women, these women who may have been guilty of, for all I know, they could have been guilty of capital crimes, murder. We're going to do the best we can for these women who don't have a family this Mother's Day.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Oh, I'm having a very difficult time, and I'm sure you can well imagine, Ms. Brewster, celebrating mothers on a Mother's Day cruise that disfigured a son, left a daughter with a limp and a scar where she may not be able to have children. And you may be reminding people of things that they went through.
Well, Mr. Hendry, I'm not reminding them of things that they went through. You're reminding them by asking these questions. On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster is about... It's about enjoying life. It's about loving life. If you think of the name of our company, it's about love. And for you to suggest otherwise, I think, is disingenuous.
All right, let's go to Herb. Hi, Herb. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Colleen Kristen Brewster. Go ahead.
Phil, I'm very grateful you've taken my phone call. Ms. Brewster, how are you?
I'm doing well, Herb. How are you?
I'm not well, and I'll tell you why I'm not well. I agree with Mr. Hendry. I have to give you a little background on myself.
Well, if this is going to denigrate into a discussion of whether or not we should be having a cruise, I really don't want to talk about it.
You have the courage, miss, to at least listen to me.
Well, I don't...
Do you have the courage to at least listen to me, miss? Because I have held on the phone line here for quite some time. My mother was abusive to me. And if you're talking about a cruise, if you were asking me to go on a cruise...
Why don't you have your mother come on a cruise?
Well, I was going to... If you were going to ask me to go on a cruise with my mother, how do you feel about a man that rapes his own mother?
That is absolutely horrible, and we would never countenance that.
Well, that is what you'd be inviting onto your ship.
Well, that is absolutely horrible, Herb, and I think there's a lot to work through there, obviously, but I think it can be. And I think if you allow yourself to just be mired in all of that negativity, obviously that's going to happen. And
no, this is not about me miring myself in negativity. This is about a man that would gleefully rape his own mother on board your ship. Now, I wonder if the cruise line would have, what would they say?
Are you talking about indemnifying our company or indemnifying the cruise line? Is that what you're saying? Because I'm way ahead of you, Herb. I'm not in business for 12 years.
Oh, you're way ahead of me, are you? So, in other words, what you're saying to me, miss, allow me to just say this. What you're saying to me is the following thing. I'm on the radio right now. I'm on the Phil Henry Show. And by the way, just so you know my background, Phil knows who I am. I was in Atascadero Psychiatric Hospital for 8 years because of child molestation and violence against women. Now, how does that sit with you?
Well, I'm very aware of those crimes. I know that people commit them. It's not going to keep me from having you on my cruise ship or your mama.
By the way, I don't call her my mama. I call her mother. I don't even get... And what I'm saying is this.
All right, mother.
Yes, but if you don't mind, I call her mother. No one else. You can call her my mother.
All right, my mother.
Are you being smart now?
Okay, let's just move along with this.
I was just making a joke, that's all. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't need your joke. What I'm saying to you is this. If the cruise line knows that you invited on board your cruise ship on this Easy As She Goes, and I have to tell you, I am so warped as a human being. I've been in a psychiatric hospital. I hate my mother because of what she did to me. And when you say you've got a cruise called Easy As She Goes, do you know what I think of?
Oh, let me guess, Vaseline?
You're right, I do. So in other words, you're well aware...
Are you aware of what it is that could happen on your ship?
No, I'm not well aware of what it is that could happen on my ship. I know what might happen, and on our cruises, Phil, the On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, you can call it silly, but we like to sprinkle a little bit of fairy dust on everybody that comes on board so that people have a much more pleasant time. But I know the sickness and the depths of depravity and the darkness that some minds go into. My mind went there for a long time, as I'm sure Herb does.
Yeah, well, okay. Since you're very familiar... When I hear Easy As She Goes, yes, that's what I think of. Now, how do you suppose the cruise line is going to accept all of this information when they find out that I came on board your ship, I might have raped my own mother, and then thrown her overboard, and you knew all about it all along? Do you think you might be sued? A little bit.
Well, just because you're doing impressions from Carlito's Way right now doesn't mean that I'm completely stupid. When you go a little bit, I've seen that movie and I know it's real hardcore gangsta. But what I'm saying to you is simply that...
I'm not trying to be a hardcore gangsta. I am talking about...
Come on, let her finish, will you?
Well,
You were doing a little bit of a smart-ass thing there.
Well, Phil, the only thing I want to say to Herb is this. If you bring your mother on board our boat, I guarantee there won't be any thoughts of those kind in your mind. You will want to enjoy a champagne brunch, and do you know about brunches on the go with Colleen Kristen Brewster?
I know about brunches. I don't know about on the go with Colleen Kristen. I doubt very seriously, Colleen, if we would even be at brunch. I think by that point I would probably have my mother bound and gagged and be dragging her dead body out of the stateroom.
You know what? I don't think so, Herb. I think that when you get on board our ship...
No, I think so. I think so.
And you're not even on board our ship yet. When we sprinkle you with some of the fairy dust of the on-the-go calling Kristen Brewster, and...
But see, first of all, I can tell you, the way you're talking now makes me want to put my hands around someone's throat.
Now, that's the way I'm talking. A lot of men say that to me. The first thing they say when they go out with me is they say, you know, when I talk to you on the phone, I really wanted to strangle the life out of you, but now you're delightful. And I think you'll find me to be very delightful.
Is that right? Well, Phil, I want to say something in all responsibility. You know I'm a criminal. You know I've been in prison. If this woman invites me and Mother on board her ship, Mother, you know Mother.
No, I don't know Mother, but I know that you have had issues.
Had issues? Had issues? Mother wanted to marry me. Do you understand that? Mother insisted that I take her to my first prom. Mother insisted that she be my first wife. Mother insisted that I, quote-unquote, take a look at him so that I would have something to live for.
All right, I don't need to hear this. God, do you hear what's going on here, Colleen? This is the kind of nightmare that people have lived through. Why would you, with this cruise, why would you want to resurrect this?
No, we are not resurrecting. I feel very confident. We've had our easy-as-you-go cruises before. We had a man who came on board our cruise. This is a man who had serious issues with his own mother. In fact, he had been in a psychiatric hospital because he had dreams. He had dreams, Phil, of killing his mother and dismembering her and feeding her to fish. But Mr. Toomey came on board our cruise with his mother, and it was a wonderful cruise.
Did she say Toomey?
Are you talking about Randall Toomey?
Yeah, I'm talking about Randall too. I know he's in the nut house now.
No, he's not in a nut house. He's out of Tascadero. I know Randall Toomey. He did exactly that to his entire family.
No, I know, but not to his mother.
But what difference does it? Not to his mother. You know, this woman is just killing me. She's killing me. You're saying...
Colleen, you know this man slaughtered his entire family and used them as bait.
He slaughtered his entire family, used them as bait.
I know, and he caught a record-setting sea bass. I know. We read about it in the newspaper, and I said I was very upset, obviously, by the crime, but I said every cloud has a silver lining. It doesn't seem like a lot. In fact, it seems rather, almost, as you mentioned, Phil McCall, but to see that trophy fish that he caught, there was something about that I thought was very in keeping, I think, with the very positive vibrations and the positive feeling of on the go with Colleen Pritzker and Brewster. And hold on, Phil.
No, I'm not holding on. I got to take a break here. Herb?
Well, Phil, if you can hear with this woman, she is distracted. She's having champagne toasts. She doesn't hear me.
Would you really do that?
Do what?
If you went on board that ship?
Are you listening to this woman, Phil? If you're listening to this woman, there's no way I could go on a ship with this woman and not kill Mother. There's no way I could go on a ship with this woman and not kill Mother and throw her overboard. There's no way. So I think that really what this woman is saying is irresponsible in the extreme. And
I got it back. We got another bottle of Moët. We got another bottle of Moët. I thought they ran out of the Moët Chandon, Phil, but they didn't.
Okay, we're going to take a break.
Thank you, Phil. And Herb, I'm so sorry about Mother or your mother or my mother. And
My mother.
About your mother, but I can guarantee you if you come on the cruise... you and Mom will enjoy your time together. I can't guarantee that it won't lapse back into that sexual dynamic. But I also have to...
All right, I got to cut her off. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Colleen Kristen Brewster and the Easy As She Goes tour, whereby abusive mothers are invited on board the ship. That's how they're going to spend their Mother's Day. They might have abused their kids. In Colleen's case, her mother left her with one leg shorter than the other and her brother's face disfigured. But hey, they're having Mom on board their ship on Mother's Day. Wow. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On the go with Colleen Kristen Brewster is a travel agency out of California. She is, Colleen is with us, the owner of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. Very unusual travel agency from at least the standpoint of this Mother's Day cruise. The Easy As She Goes cruise that you are sponsoring, Colleen. And I know in tandem with some of your partners, and you've been talking about, there have been all kinds of very disturbing things here.
Well, it's it's only disturbing to people. You know what I think is interesting, Phil, if I could say?
Go ahead.
I think it's only disturbing to people who are judging. My mother, I'm the one who was subjected to the abuse. My brother Ben was subjected to the abuse, and Megan was. And a lot of our partners and a lot of our frontline partners and our Celebration 2011 and 2012 partners, a lot of them were abused and raped by their parents. And
Did you hear what you just said?
I'm sorry?
Did you hear what you just said? A lot of our Celebration 2012 partners were raped by their parents. These are partners of yours in your cruise business.
That's correct, Phil, but on the go with... You have to understand, on the go with Colleen Kristen Brewster is a proactive. We move forward. We don't look back. My brother Ben was disfigured by scalding water. I have one leg shorter than the other. My mother did a lot of things that were criminal to us, but my mother is going to be on the cruise on Sunday because she knows that... That she alienated her children. This is a chance for her to have a pleasant afternoon and still be with her kids, but not really have to suffer a lot of the judgment.
Well, that's a woman that I think should suffer judgment.
I feel I know, but, you know, I don't really want to go into it anymore. I've got my brother Ben here. Ben probably suffered more than a lot of people, and yet he is still very much a part of... Hi, Ben. Come here, honey. Ben is here, and he's been with us at our celebration here tonight for Megan. Ben, you are you looking forward to seeing Mom on Sunday?
I was love.
Okay, and
hold on for a minute.
Excuse me, so wait. And when you see Mommy, are you going to be happy? Okay, Phil, that you can see.
What happened to him? Is that Ben, the guy that we're...
What are you laughing at? Ben does a lot of our flyers. Ben does a lot of our artwork. And
what happened to him?
I told you he had scalding water thrown on his face. And
no, but I mean, he can't speak.
Well, he doesn't speak because he's had to wear a mask, and that the doctor explained it's what's called Phantom of the Opera syndrome. And in Phantom of the Opera syndrome, he looks in the mirror and he sees a mask on his face, and he starts to sound like a ghoul. You're not really a ghoul, are you, Ben?
No.
Have him speak up.
No, I'm not really a ghoul. I was just making fun.
See, he was making fun.
Ben, let me talk to you for a minute.
Mr. Henry, what's up?
No. Talk to me with your regular voice.
Yes, sir.
Why do you go,
Well, it's called Phantom of the Opera syndrome. I don't know if you're familiar with it. In which I saw myself in the mirror and I look like ghouling, you know.
Well, you have a British accent.
Yes, I was raised in Great Britain. I went to boarding school there. That's my father, but my father finally took custody of us when I was in my middle school years.
And was Colleen with you?
No, Colleen, I must tell the truth.
No, I wasn't. I was with Mother, and I was abused.
Lying. You know you're lying. Yes, she was abused, but she spent much of... You are a whore, you know that. I'm telling you. Colleen Kristen Brewster's a whore. Oh, my God. I knew he was coming.
Wait, what is going on?
Hold on. Get him. He's throwing out the back way. Get him.
Hang on. You'll never get away with it, Colleen. Never. Yeah, I like this.
Yeah, this is my kind of party now, Phil. I got him. Phil, I'll talk to you in a little bit, okay?
Well, what are you doing?
Really, it's none of your concern. Yeah, this is going to be a real good party now.
A cow. He's nothing more than a cow. You'll always be a cow. You'll always be Mommy's little cow. There's nothing you can do.
See what I got here?
What?
Scalding hot water.
Doesn't scare me at all. Doesn't scare me. Go ahead. Disfigure the other side of my face. You think I care? I'm already a monster. A monster.
Oh, boy. Every time he does this.
Every time he does it? You know what? You got real problems. No wonder I haven't talked to you in 10 years.
Oh, Phil, get off your high horse, okay? So, you told everybody the secret about me not having really been abused by Mother, but the fact that I had a sexual relationship with Dad.
I never told him about that, you loudmouth, stupid slut. What a slut!
Wait a second. Were you lying about your mother?
Yes, I was.
But you had a sexual relationship with your father?
Yes.
He married her, Phil. Married her. The filthy cow man.
Get her back on.
Help, I can't.
Get it back. Get them back on. God help me. Who am I talking to?
Yes, this is Ben.
Where is Colleen?
Please have her right now, yes. I have to give a statement to the police. There was never any real danger, Phil. There was never any real danger. Colleen, when she has too much champagne, loves to trot me out. She loves to lift up the mask and show the scarring. And I thought that I would turn the tables on her tonight. I thought they did quite a good job, eh, right?
Well, when you turned the tables on her, you're claiming you told the truth that she was not abused by her mother.
No, she's never abused by her mother. I was abused by her mother, and I was taken by my father. And our mother was committed to an insane asylum. That's what they called it then.
You mean a psychiatric hospital?
No, I refuse to call it that. She was committed to an insane asylum. As far as I know, she's still bouncing off the rubber walls.
Are you going to have her on this cruise?
I wouldn't have that cow on a cruise that I'm on if she was going to leave me an inheritance well into the gazillions. I wouldn't have her around. Now, Colleen is under arrest.
Well, what happened to Colleen as a kid, then? Was she abused by her? She wasn't.
No, not by her mother. Our father sexually abused Colleen, wanted to marry her. All of those things I heard that Anna Champ. What was Anna Champ's name?
Herb Sewell.
Yes, her. It's quite an interesting rescue conversation, eh, what? Anyway, I've got to go, son. I've got to go and talk here to the constable about Colleen. What a cow. What a perfect cow.
All right, well, thank you very much.
By the way, I'd like to get one of those shot glasses.
We'll be right back with Vernon Dozier on our Mother's Day doubleheader on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. Phil Henry.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. And this evening I'm going to be talking with Phil Henry about something very, very pivotal, very, very important in all of our lives, and that's the expression of our rights as human beings.
Here at Ted's
in Beverly Hills.
Do you want to put our meat in your mouth?
And welcome to the program. It is the world-famous Phil Henry Show as well, here with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse in Beverly Hills, as we discuss with Ted. I know you wanted to talk about Chick-fil-A. Right now, Ted, we're looking at some of, and I guess you have it on in the prime rib room there.
Yeah, we do have the Olympics, yeah.
And we're looking at some of the countries parading by, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's great, Phil, to see these young people. They are so full of energy and so filled with hope and... there is right now, there's Haiti. There's a country that's been through so much, and yet there they are competing in the International Olympiad, the Olympic Games. So I think it's great. We've got a packed house tonight, and there's Honduras. And it's interesting that Honduras, I think I saw a white athlete. And
well, I imagine that they have white folks there, too.
Well, you know, you get used to seeing, I heard that Jamaica has some white people, too. So you never really, you never cease being surprised. But in any event.
So let's talk about what you wanted to discuss this evening. And I've got the article pulled up here as this sort of this Chick-fil-A controversy. Is, you know, it's another one of these polarizing issues.
Well, I think the Chick-fil-A controversy can be polarizing for people who are of a mind not to grant rights to gay people in this country. But if you're like Ted Bell and you believe in the rights of all people and you believe in the rights of the gays of this country as well as other countries, whether they be gay men or lesbian women, you believe that they have the right to be who they are whenever they want to be that person and however they want to be, and you don't want, and let me tell you something, you don't want to eat a Chick-fil-A, you come to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Everyone that comes into Ted's of Beverly Hills that is gay is going to get their dinner on me. That's number one. Number two.
I got to hear this again. Everyone that,
even if you claim to be gay, and, you know, you have to take the person's word for it. There's no question about it. You get a steak dinner on me at Ted's of Beverly Hills. And
so you're going to take people's words for it?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are, Phil. And you know why? Because it's not really about giving away a free steak dinner. It's about emphasizing the fact that we believe in the rights of gay people. And so that's what we are doing tonight through Sunday night. So if you are gay, you're a gay man or a lesbian, you can come in and simply proclaim that if you're out. If you're not out, then obviously you're not going to express yourself that way, and that's okay. I understand. I think the tenor in this country, Phil, has been so ugly. You know, when I think about it, it's ugly. And
well, there's a lot of in some areas, in some ways, it is ugly. Chick-fil-A sandwiches have become a political symbol.
Well, that's the thing that I wanted to mention. Why would you want to eat at Chick-fil-A anyway? Not just because they don't respect you as a gay American, but why would you want to eat there when you could eat at Ted's of Beverly Hills, which is one of the premier steakhouses in this country? And we're not a franchise place like Ruth's Chris. That's why we feel we are a cut above Ruth's Chris. And we say we're a cut above Ruth's Chris because we are the cut of steak above them. And we're also, in terms of our morality and our beliefs and our belief system and our respect for people and the decency of the human beings that work here, we are...
Well, that's a pretty harsh summary of Ruth's... I mean, you know...
Well, what do you mean?
That's a pretty harsh summary of Ruth's Chris. I wouldn't want to characterize them in terms of the quality of their people, would you?
Well, I'm just telling you. I'm not putting them down. I'm just saying to you that as people, I put our people against anybody's, including Ruth's Chris. And I certainly put our people against anyone that works at Chick-fil-A. That's a no-brainer. That's an easy call. I'm sorry that Chick-fil-A has decided that they want to take the tack that they've taken, but I'll tell you this much. When it comes to the quality of people at our restaurant, the quality of food that we serve, the quality of the valet parking your car, the quality of the young lady that sells flowers in the main dining room, the quality of our bartenders, the quality of our cocktail waitresses, the quality of even the television that you're looking at, watching the opening of the World Series here, whatever this is.
This is the Olympics.
I'm sorry, the Olympics. The quality of our restaurant, Phil, is so far above Chick-fil-A.
Well, again, and listen, I want to, first of all, congratulate and endorse the things that you're saying in terms of the rights of people. I also think that you giving away a steak dinner to every gay person that comes into your restaurant is... very generous.
Well, you know, Phil, let me tell you something. There are certain things that I don't compromise on. There's certain things that I do not compromise on and I don't cut back on. And one of them is human rights. Let's not ever get cheap on human rights. Let's not ever get whatever you want to call it. Let's not go cheap, you know. Let's not shop discount when it comes to human rights.
Ted Bell with us. Ted's of Beverly Hills. We're talking about the Chick-fil-A statements. Now, these were statements made by the president of Chick-fil-A.
That's correct.
And he is the son of the founder and essentially said that we are a family-oriented business and we're a family-oriented restaurant. And the key phrase was, if that means I'm against gay marriage, then that's just the way it is.
Yeah, well, as far as I'm concerned, when he said that, and I don't know the guy's name, and...
Forgive me, ladies and gentlemen, I'll have his name here in a moment, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, when he said that, I knew right then and there, he had just signed, commercially, I'm not talking about any... He had just signed the death warrant for the life of his commercial interests with his restaurant, okay? He had just... basically lined up, if his restaurant was a man, he had tied it to a post and shot it with six guys, like a, what do you call, a firing squad, okay? That's what he did. That's what that guy did when he said that. He shot his restaurant as if it was a, you know, like a guy. And
yeah, no, I understand.
All right. And that's when I said, oh, baby, we have, the door is wide open for us at Ted's of Beverly Hills, and that's why I'd like to ask anybody out there that... first of all, likes good food, you come to Ted's of Beverly Hills regardless. But if you want to make a statement in favor of gay rights and gay marriage, come to Ted's of Beverly Hills. And let me tell you something else, Phil. I think it's a very easy choice to make because I've been to Chick-fil-A. I have tried their food out. They are not a steakhouse. They're not a high-end restaurant like mine. But they are a place where people go and eat. And with all due respect to the people that run that restaurant, to the many people that work in those restaurants, I got to tell you, I couldn't get the sandwich down.
The food's not good.
No, it is not good. No, and I'm being kind. Have you ever eaten there?
I have not. I've lived around Chick-fil-A restaurants for many years. I just now found out that they're in California. I didn't think that they were.
And you've never been to one?
No, I've never been to one, and partly because I'm not...
Why haven't you?
Well, I was going to say partly because...
But you like chicken, right?
Yeah, I do like chicken, but it's not something I go to a restaurant to eat. I don't know...
Well, a chicken sandwich, why wouldn't you eat a chicken sandwich?
Because I don't go to restaurants to have chicken sandwiches. I go and have a hamburger at least.
Oh, okay. All right. No, I understand. But generally, eating chicken is a pretty constant thing in this country. We do have two or three chicken entrees that are mostly for the kids on our menu. I'm just telling people, if you want chicken, you can eat chicken at my restaurant, and it's going to be something that you can actually eat without... How do I say it without feeling the spit up, the throw up coming up in your throat?
No, Ted, are you saying this for real because it's actually bad?
Phil, the Chick-fil-A sandwich that I tried to eat, and I went back to the counter and I said, okay, this was no good. And I gave them a heads up. I said, this was no good. Give me another one. Make me another. And they said, yes, sir, we're sorry. And they were good that way. At least they had the very polite. And they gave me another one, and I tried to eat it. And again... It tasted as if someone had put it in a shoe and had literally had it in a shoe for a day. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, so that's bad.
Yes. The third one they made me, I went back, I said, you got to understand, this, I can't eat it. I can't get it down. The third one they made me, finally, it was relatively edible, but by that point, it was obvious to me that they didn't know how to make a decent chicken sandwich, so I told them, you blew it with this one, too. I got to get out of here. And
well, the third one was a good sandwich.
Yeah, it was a good sandwich, but they'd already blown it with two. I'm not about to say to them, well, nice going. The first two tasted like someone had slipped them into a sneaker with a sweat sock and basically put it into a shoe worn by a human being whose foot is riddled with athlete's foot.
And okay, all right, I get the idea.
But you understand what I'm saying? So I said, well, by the third one...
All right, Ted Bell with us here, 877-876-PHIL, a blistering indictment of Chick-fil-A, not just because of their anti-gay or whatever you want to call it, family value policy, but because he says their food, the actual sandwich, the actual Chick-fil-A sandwich that he ordered isn't any good. And he's offering free steak dinners to any and all gay people that come into his restaurant this weekend. How about that? 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back here with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Free steak dinner for any and all gay people, gay men, lesbian women, as we differentiate ourselves from Chick-fil-A individuals.
Do you want to put a meat in your mouth?
And you've got a bumper. What is that? We are not Chick-fil-A?
I'm sorry, Bill?
You have a bumper sticker?
Yeah, we do. We have the bumper sticker. I want to let people know this. We have a bumper sticker. You can get the bumper sticker in the prime rib room, and on it very clearly it says, Ted's of Beverly. I'm Ted Bell. We are not Chick-fil-A.
I'm Ted Bell, and we're not Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. And we are not. We're not Chick-fil-A because, first of all, we're a steakhouse. We are a class organization. We serve great food, so we're not serving chicken sandwiches that, I, with all due respect, as I said, Phil, to Mr. Caffey, I know that, and that is his name, by the way, Dan Caffey.
Yeah, that's right.
And I know that he does his best, but he's a chicken salesman. The guy sells chicken. And let me tell you something, Phil. You know, I sell steaks. This guy's out there peddling chicken. There's a big difference. There's a difference in the quality of food. There is a difference in the entrees that are offered. There's a difference in, and not only that, there's a difference in the man. He's Dan Caffey. I'm Ted Bell. He doesn't believe in the rights of human beings. I do. See? And he is very proudly proclaiming that he doesn't like the gay individual in his restaurant. And I don't know, you know, and I hate to say this, but maybe that's why I ate that chicken sandwich that tasted so horrible. Maybe he thought I was gay.
Well, let's be fair. I you're saying you had two chicken sandwiches that you couldn't get down. The third one was better. You're not biased here, are you? You know.
Well, no, Phil. Honest to God, I'm not. I'm telling you. Look, maybe it's because my palate is used to something much more high-end because, you know, I eat my own food. Ted's in Beverly Hills. When we talk about we're putting a steak on your plate that is the most beautiful thing that has ever happened to you. It's not just a meal. It's something that's happening to you. And at Ted's in Beverly Hills, Phil, we don't call our people customers. We call them our passengers. They are passengers on a journey through a forest of flavor. And they're not getting out of that car. They're not getting out of that little ride, whatever you want, a little vehicle, a little spin ride or a teacup or whatever it is. They're not getting out until they're completely satisfied with a great meal at Ted's in Beverly Hills.
All right, 877-876-7445. You're walking right up to the edge here of calling Chick-fil-A and the people who run Chick-fil-A just they got lousy food and they don't believe in human rights. And
well, they don't. You're going to ask any. You don't have to ask me. Ask anybody. Does Chick-fil-A believe in the rights of human beings? And the answer is no.
And well, that you know. Okay.
If I'm wrong, you don't agree with this guy.
No, I don't agree with him. But to say that Chick-fil-A doesn't believe in the rights of human beings. There's an argument going on in our country. There's a discussion going on among some people having to do with this stuff. So why is that call up there? Let's go to, I don't know who this is. I think it's Matt. Matt, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Hey, Ted, I just wanted to ask you, in your restaurant, do you refuse to serve Muslims who come in and want to eat because they're violently opposed to homosexuality?
What? I don't refuse service to anybody, sir.
Well, how does that jive with your beliefs that now you're
we don't refuse service. I think I answered your question. Why would I'm not refusing service to you. I may disagree with you, but I'm not refusing. I believe in your right to come into my. I would never keep you from having a great steak dinner. And one of the ways I know you can have a great steak dinner is come into my restaurant. I'm not going to keep you from that experience. I want you in my restaurant. And I sure would not want you in Chick-fil-A because I don't know if you're gay or I'll assume you're not. But you don't want to eat that food, let me tell you. Because I've been there. I'm telling you, you know.
Well, I mean, the point of it is that you've got a private company, not publicly traded company, doing business in a way that is very profitable for them. And they're doing business in line with the owners of this company's morals, ethics, and beliefs. They're not refusing.
Well, we got
homosexual.
We need to point. Yeah, exactly. We should point that out. They're not refusing.
Saying, you know, we don't support gay marriage. We close
right.
on Sunday so people can go to church. I don't get what's the problem with that. They're not doing anything different than what you're doing. It's just that their beliefs are different than yours. So you got a bash
right.
on them, and I don't get it. I don't.
What do you think of that, Ted?
Well, I think here's the thing, sir. Do you believe that people have the right to express their feelings about a business by not shopping there, or do we not have
absolutely.
That right?
I
okay. Well, that's what I'm telling
people. Right.
Gay people. All right. Then I'm telling people don't eat at Chick-fil-A, but for a good reason. I'm not only saying don't eat at Chick-fil-A because they don't believe in the basic right of a human being to live. I'm saying
now. Why do you say that?
Why do I say that? They don't think that the gays get the same rights as anybody else. So they, you know, to me, that's pretty extreme. But I'm not only just saying that. I'm saying that their food is terrible. So I would say to you, don't eat a Chick-fil-A simply because the food, you can barely get it down.
Well, I've never personally eaten at Chick-fil-A, but I did decide.
If I were you, I wouldn't do it.
Well, I decided that in support of Chick-fil-A, standing up to people and doing business in their way of doing business, I'm going to start eating there once a week, and that's where I'm going to spend some of my money.
Go right ahead. And what's the phrase? The tree is known by its fruit. If you eat at Chick-fil-A and you are satisfied eating that that god-awful food they serve, then I guess there's nothing I can say to you. But I would like you to come out here and have a great steak dinner anyway, Matt, because you sound like a hard-working guy. You know, you sound like a hard-working guy, and you deserve a good meal after you've eaten whatever slop is they push in front of you. You know,
well, you know what, Ted? What you're doing here is you're going after Chick-fil-A's menu, not only their stand.
Because I tried to get two of their sandwiches down. I couldn't do it. You can laugh, but you'll see. You'll see. You go to Chick-fil-A, you'll see.
If this gentleman goes to Chick-fil-A, you're saying...
I'm telling you that if this guy likes their food, then he's never had anything better. Then maybe he grew up poor. I don't know. You know, I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you this, Ted. I spent a lot of time in the Army, so I'm pretty sure I've eaten a lot worse than Chick-fil-A. Probably won't be anything at all for me to get a chicken sandwich down.
Well, there you go. See, that's a good point. If you've eaten nothing but god-awful slop, well, then Chick-fil-A is right up your alley.
Boy, all right. Well, anyway, Matt, thank you for your call, sir. Appreciate it. 877-876-7445. You're not laying it on too thick, are you?
No, I am not, Phil. I'm not. I'm being very honest with you. I know that Matt and I kidded around. He sounds like a nice guy, but Chick-fil-A's food is so... I don't even have to tell you that they're a company that doesn't believe in the basic right of a human being to, walk out onto the street unless they're checked for some kind of ID. I don't know what...
Well, look, you're turning this into kind of almost a police state mentality they have.
Well, I'm not just saying... But I'm trying to tell you, their food... is horrible. It's horrible. I don't know why I have to keep repeating.
Hold on. Phil Henry Show. I'll be
Phil
right back.
Henry.
877-876-7445.
Talking bad about human beings and about their basic right to draw breath on this planet, we're having a party at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Come on down. Never having a time with it.
Yeah, well, that's the old donut.
I got to remember that's the donut.
Ted Bell with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills as we talk about the Chick-fil-A, the stated public comment about Chick-fil-A being opposed to gay marriage that Dan Cathy, their president. Now, do you are you opposed to anyone who works in the public sector, or I should say, in the services sector, expressing a political opinion?
No, I know I'm not opposed to it. I think there are some that should be kept that are better left unsaid. For the most part, Phil, let me say that I'm not opposed to it. I think when you're talking about gay rights or the rights of women or the rights of the mentally impaired. If you're talking about the handicapped and this kind of a deal, I don't think you have the right to say anything. And
now, why wouldn't you?
Well, because I think you are. You know, we have to do something about the economy that we're in right now, Phil. And we've got guys like Dan Cathy, who apparently wants to ensure that his restaurant doesn't exist any longer, and he wants to put people on the street, so he's decided to come right out and say, oh, and by the way, I'm against gays.
Well, he said he's against gay marriage.
okay. I mean, do you think that there's something different about that?
All right, but I mean, I understand that there that what you're saying when you say I'm against gays, there is at least this slight difference in the phrase that he used. He's against gay marriage, but all right, let's say he doesn't like the idea of homosexuality or gay people. Why doesn't he have the right to say what he's saying?
Because the country right now, Phil, is hurting. We are in the middle of a recession. People are out of work, and this guy, this Dan Caffey, who inherited a business from a father, I guess, that had built it up to something special. I don't know. I can't eat their food. It's as simple as that. But if people want to eat that stuff, that's, you know, go right ahead and take your chances. You know, bring the stomach wash with you is what I say. But here's my point. My point is that while he goes out on national radio or TV or whatever he did and he says, oh, yeah, and excuse me, one more thought before I leave, all gays must die, or whatever he said.
He said he's against gay marriage.
All right, he's against gay marriage. But why people get emotional?
Well, there's a difference, man, between saying that.
No, there's no difference. The point is that that's how people are going to hear it. And the further point is this. They're going to stop eating at his restaurant. Chick-fil-A is going to go right straight down the crapper of history, and it'll be all his fault because he opened his big mouth. I say that there needs to, we got to draw a line someplace. We got to draw a line someplace.
But you're here saying you're in favor of gay rights.
Yes, because that's what most people are in favor of. And because gay people will come into my restaurant, I'm giving away free, you know, steak dinners. I'm on the air right tonight. You think I'm going to turn business away? I mean, I may look stupid, like, you know, the old saying, I might have been born at night, but it wasn't last night, see? So, no, I'm not going to turn that business away at all. He said what he said, and it's going to destroy his business. I want to help him. And so, no, I don't think he has that right.
877-876-7445. Should a restaurant owner have the right to say controversial things? Ted Bell said no, given the fact that it could hurt his business. And here is it Paul?
Yeah, Paul.
Paul, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Ted. I want to.
How are you doing, Paul?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I want to say that my opinion of you has changed for the better. A couple times I've thought you to be kind of a butthead. I remember the time you were whining and crying about when the racehorse I'll Have Another didn't run in the third leg of the Triple Crown. You were crying about how much money your restaurant was going to lose.
Not thinking about
the millions that the owners lost. Then another time you were crying about the big butt girl down at the barbecue place. But today I have to tip my hat to you. For it's a class act what you're doing, offering the free dinners to the gay community. And I agree with you. I'm for gay rights. And I also agree with you on that chicken. I've had one of those chicken sandwiches. And it is
bad,
hard to
they?
Go down.
They're horrible. Yeah, they're terrible. Yeah. I don't know why they make them that way. It might be a Southern thing. It might be the flavor. I don't know. You've eaten Southern food, Phil. What do you think?
I haven't had Chick-fil-A.
But what do you think of Southern food?
I think Southern food's fantastic. I love it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of really good food down there. I don't know what the hell this Chick-fil-A is. I've never had it. But
Well, I'm going to tell you right now that my friend Paul here, he just backed me up. These Chick-fil-A sandwiches are, I think the only appropriate word, Paul, correct me if I'm wrong, wretched. Wretched. They're absolutely wretched. And anybody that would eat that, let me tell you this. Dan Caffey has got this much on the ball. Anybody that is in favor of what he's saying, you know, that gay people should be, whatever, locked up and.
No, he didn't say that.
All right. Well, whatever he said. If you want to suffer through eating the slop that he serves, you go right ahead and go on in there and cast a vote with your wallet.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, Paul. Okay, Paul, thanks for your call.
Keep up the good work, man.
Yeah.
I will, and come on in to Ted. If you're not gay, which I'm assuming you're not, so you're going to have to pay for your dinner, but anyway.
Yeah. 877-876-7445. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills here as we talk about Chick-fil-A. Let's go over here to Western Estates. We got Bobby Dooley and her husband Steve on the line. Ted, and you know the Dooleys.
Yes.
Hi, Phil. Ted, it's Bobby. My question is very, very simply this. If you are picking up the cost of the steak dinner for gays, how do you know they're gay?
Very, very easy. It's very, very simple. If someone comes into my restaurant and claims that they're gay, I'm going to believe them, and I'll tell you why. Because why would they lie about something like that?
Because it's easy to lie about if you're gay.
Don't do that. Okay, there's your husband again in the back. I can't understand the guy.
Could you ask Steve not to...
I don't understand what you're saying. You're saying, why would they lie?
Yeah, why would they? The gay people are not... A straight person is not going to lie about being gay because they are going to be afraid of being marked. Do you understand that straight people are so frightened of being looked on as gay that they won't even lie about it? They will. If you ask a straight man, what sexual orientation are you, even though there's a free steak dinner at the other end of it, it's impossible for him to say gay because they're afraid.
Well, I don't know. Afraid of what?
Afraid of being marked as gay.
I kind of understand what Ted's saying.
Yeah, in other words, if...
Let me ask my husband. Steve, my husband Steve is here.
No, don't we need to ask your husband. I'm telling you right now that...
If you don't mind, Steve...
Yeah?
Are you... Can I call you gay? Could I call you gay?
What?
Could I call you gay? Can I... Are you gay or straight?
I ain't talking about him. I'm straight. Of course he's going to say he's straight.
Excuse me for that. For a free steak dinner, would you go to Ted's at Beverly Hills and say you're gay?
Darn, know that. I'm straight.
What?
Look at me. What are you talking? I know him by sight.
No, you don't. You know my husband, Steve.
Yes, I do. The time you guys came in and you did the you went table to table doing entertainment for us.
Oh, that's right. So...
I won't do it. What's that? I'm not going to do that.
What do you think? I think he said something to drink.
You know, that's the other problem you got. Your husband drinks. And
no, he doesn't drink. My husband doesn't drink. Phil, thank you very much. This is pointless.
Well, it's pointless because you don't understand no straight man. Let me ask him. Steve, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Okay, Steve, are you gay?
No.
I'll give you a free steak dinner if you'll say you're gay.
No.
Well, there you go.
Oh, that is such...
All right, Bobby. She's gone. 877-876-7445. What's the thinking behind that?
The thinking is very simple, Phil. If a guy comes into my restaurant and I say, free steak dinners for all gay men tonight, he's going to have to say, for a free steak dinner, I'm gay. Now, if he says that, he's going to be afraid that for the rest of the night, everyone's going to see him as gay... no women are necessarily going to hit on him. Other gay men will look at him and find him attractive. His whole evening will be ruined because the perception of him, even though he's getting his free steak dinner, is that he is nothing more than a quivering, leaping queer.
Will you watch your language, please?
I'm sorry.
God.
I'm sorry. I forgot. No, but, you know, people are going to see him as nothing more than a a swish. And
why can't you just say gay?
Because it's the kind of... straight guys don't just think gay. They think of swish. They think every, is swish. So no way he's going to do it. Not even for a free steak dinner is he going to do it.
I would.
Oh, you're a liar. You are...
I'm telling you I would.
You are a liar. Tell everyone you're lying.
No, I'm not going to tell everyone. If I knew you were going to have free... You're giving away free steak dinners to gay guys.
All right, let me ask you something. Let me ask you this. For a free steak dinner, would you kiss another man on the lips?
I probably not, no.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Are you testing people that way?
If it comes down to guys like you coming in and trying to pull that, guess what? I'm going to have you kiss... I'm going to have to find a gay. I think one of the guys who works in the kitchen is... I'll say, kiss him on the lips.
What if he doesn't want to be kissed on the lips?
He's gay. Why?
Same reason why not every woman is going to want to be kissed by a straight guy.
Oh, well, what, is he married to another dude? Oh, my God, Henry. Think about that. Oh, I'm married to a dude.
I thought you were pro-gay rights, man.
I am.
Then why are you mocking people?
Well, I mean, you're going, the guy's not going to want to kiss me because maybe he's probably got a boyfriend. Ooh, I don't want to... What's the matter?
You sound like an idiot. You don't sound like you really respect gay people.
I do respect gay people immensely.
As long as they're coming into your restaurant to eat.
I just got done telling you, I've given them a free steak dinner!
Wow, man.
Boy.
Wow. Woo! I don't know whether he is emotionally capable of continuing with this interview, but we'll continue anyway. 877-876-7445. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills giving away free steak dinners to any and all gay people, lesbians, gay men at his restaurant all through the weekend in a statement of support for gay people and in a statement of opposition to Chick-fil-A, which he says is quote-unquote slop. 877-876-7445, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
No, you did it.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Ted's of Beverly Hills. Listen, we are giving away free steak dinners to gay people only. If you're straight and you are going to fake your way into being gay, guess what? You're going to have to prove you're gay. I don't know whether you have the way to do that.
Well, all right. So you're saying now you're going to test people.
No, I'm not going to test people because I'm sure there's not one straight guy out there that's going to want to sit in a restaurant all night and look all gay. You know what I mean?
Well, no. What about a guy that doesn't have any problem with it?
What guy is that? See, the whole point here, Phil, is to give free steak dinners to gays and lesbians and not some straight guy pretending he's gay. Now, if you're telling me that a straight guy is so desperate for it's a Ted Bell. Okay, I understand.
It's one of your steak dinners.
I know. No, you're right. It's a Ted's of Beverly Hills steak dinner. That's a whole other experience. But I'm not buying it. No, I'm not buying it.
You could have some people coming in this weekend. Hi, I'm gay. And maybe they got their friend and...
Really? Okay, well, then they're going to force me into it. They're going to force me into making them prove it.
All right, 877-876-7445. Talking to Ted Bell here about the Dan Cathy statement from Chick-fil-A that... If that says he's in favor of family values, if that means that they're against gay marriage, they're against gay marriage. Here is John. Hi, John. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Ted Bell.
Oh, hey, Phil. Hey, Mr. Bell, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
So you just said that you are for gay marriage, correct?
Get table four. Get table four. Thank you. Did I say what, sir?
You are for gay marriage, then. Is that correct?
I support it all. All of it. Yes, sir.
You support gay marriage. Then I'm going to make a call for all heterosexual people who are against gay marriage to boycott your restaurant.
Doesn't bother me.
What do you think of that?
It doesn't bother me at all because I don't mean any disrespect, but you're just some guy on a phone. You know, I mean, my restaurant's been in Beverly Hills for over 30 years, so I've got a ready-made custom, you know.
Well, what do you mean it doesn't bother you, though? That man has said that he is boycotting your restaurant.
Yeah, but it's no big deal.
I mean, if the gays are going to boycott Chick-fil-A, why shouldn't the heterosexuals boycott your restaurant for your beliefs?
I'm not saying heterosexuals shouldn't get married.
No, but you're
why
saying
you gays
should
me?
Get married.
And well, I didn't know heterosexuals had a problem with that.
Who don't agree with that, and they hear you say that, and they don't want
I thought you said that I was going to keep heterosexuals from being married. I'm not doing that.
No.
Well, that's the issue.
No.
Nobody's keeping heterosexuals from doing anything, but heterosexuals want to keep gays from doing something. See what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. You know, it's like, what is your problem? You know, what's your problem? You got to control everybody and everything. You got marriage. Have fun with it. And now you got to, you know. So that's why I said. And the good news for me, because I got to tell you something, John, if I'd have gone into Chick-fil-A and had one of the best chicken sandwiches of my life, I'd feel very strange right now saying, you know, don't go, but the food there, I swear to God, I should go in and see if I've gotten parasites.
Oh, come on, man.
I'm telling you the truth. I should go into the doctor and see if I've got intestinal parasites. That's what I, yeah.
Wow. All right, well, what the gentleman's point, though, is calling for a boycott.
Yeah, this is what he'd be calling for. A boycott of me because I don't like heterosexuals not allowing gays to be married. What is that? That's like a long run to get nowhere. I'm not saying anybody should not be allowed to marry. So what's his problem with me?
The gentleman disagrees with the idea of gay marriage because of religious reasons.
Oh, well, you know. Have fun, sir. But you are welcome to come to my restaurant. You may want to boycott me, but I'd love you to come in. Please don't claim you're gay, you know, which I don't think you would. But this is my point. You think this guy's going to claim he's gay?
No.
Okay.
Anything else, John?
Okay, Ted, good luck.
Thank you very much, Judd.
You bet.
Sounds like
have
a very
nice
Christian
evening.
Gentleman, and thank you very much, yeah. You know, look, Phil, I mean no harm to anyone, but if you're straight and you come into my restaurant thinking you're going to get a free steak dinner, you better prove it, and you better prove it in a graphic manner. And
well, what does that mean?
Well, don't worry about it.
877-876-7445, Phil Henry Show. Let's go over to Chris. Hi, Chris. Chris,
yeah,
you're on the Phil Henry Show. Chris, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, you know, I'm a little upset here. I never heard anything like this in my life. You keep putting words in this guy's mouth. All he said was that he believed in the traditional family, and now you're saying he doesn't want gays to breathe, and he doesn't want this and that. What kind of a...
No. He said that if that means I don't believe in gay marriage, then no, I don't believe in gay marriage. That's what he said.
But then you said... Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
The guy's food. You're putting down the guy's food, too. You know, just
it
like
stinks.
Putting out of his shoe.
It stinks. It's lousy food. What do you want me to say? Lie? You want me to lie?
I got a whole bunch of people working for me, and I pick up the food from them at Chick-fil-A, and they like it. You know.
Well,
I don't understand.
What is okay? So you got a lot of people right off the boat. You got some people off the boat.
Well,
they're
yeah,
just
so
eating
what?
Plantains.
All right, so they're Mexicans.
But
is
they
that
don't know what
deal?
Good food is. They don't know what good food is.
They're Mexicans, all right, so what? You know, and then how could you be in business?
And you are too, probably.
Well,
you got to be Mexican, too, if you like that food.
No, I'm not Mexican, but how could
you like Chick-fil-A? Do you like Chick-fil-A?
You know,
all right, well, then you're Mexican.
All right.
Let me tell you something. How could you be in business for 30 years with that cheesy song that you got there that you play it to be? Ted at Beverly Hills. And you say,
how is it you can fake being heterosexual for as long as you have? We all do what we do. We all.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, I think this guy's full of it.
Oh,
he's full of it. I know you agree that Chick-fil-A is garbage. You feed it to the Mexicans because they'll eat it. That's what you do. That's what people like you do. And I find it to be very unfair and wrong of you.
I went to school for 5 years at Burdine University, and I studied, and I got to where I went, and now there's this other guy, and he's out there, and he's doing his thing, and he's got his restaurants and everything else. I think everybody should be allowed to have their opinion.
Well, they can have their opinion, but when you tell me that food's only fit for illegal immigrant Mexican day laborers, you've already said it.
No, he didn't say that. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
Phil Henry.
Exactly what he said.